KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 81, currently 57 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa's governor has signed a letter asking President Trump for a presidential disaster declaration for 30 Iowa counties, including Adair and Dallas locally, that sustained significant damage from severe storms and flooding from June 6th through July 2nd. Governor Reynolds requested funding under FEMA's public assistance program. Funding from that program is used to rebuild damaged infrastructure, including roads, bridges, culverts, and other public facilities, or to cover the costs of emergency work during and debris removal after severe weather. A preliminary assessment of the 30 counties estimates more than $16 million worth of damage that could be eligible under the program. Reynolds also requested other federal help, including funding under FEMA's individual assistance program for four counties, including Polk in central Iowa. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday said effective this Sunday, August the 5th, all signs in the city right-of-way will be removed by city staff and discarded. The right-of-way is the area between the street and sidewalk, or in the case where there is no sidewalk, 7 feet back from the curb. At last night's city council meeting, Jones explained first, the rule is written in the city's zoning ordinances.
It makes the city look a lot better. You don't have clutter. You don't have people running through town. Like 10th and Olive and 11th and Olive seem like they were just growing on the corner there, you know. And it just makes the town look better.
Councilman Dana Halder said drive by 10th and Olive on a Saturday morning and there are some garage sale signs that don't get picked up. Jones said that people are placing them in places on property where they don't have permission to do so. At the Atlantic City Council meeting Wednesday, the council approved entering into a contract with SWPCO to pay for a portion of the cost necessary for a downtown revitalization CDBG or Community Development Block Grant application as it pertains to downtown storefront or facade improvements, if you will. The vote to approve was 5-1 with Councilman Dick Cassidy opposed and Councilperson Kathy Summers absent. The city will now commit $45,000 for the various studies required to develop the application, including slum and blight, historic district, and the project architect fee. Prior to the vote, Cassidy asked SWPCO lead planner Alexis Fleener if she feels the city should give away taxpayers' money for the project and why.
I have said this before in other meetings, but if you kind of think of Chestnut Street as the street and, you know, the experience that people have in Atlantic, Chestnut Street is a big draw in Atlantic. So I think that you can say that in a way the appearance of buildings and the experience that people have and the draw that people have to Chestnut Street is a public good.
And she's added that it's been seen to be a good investment as a way to revitalize the area and help other buildings keep up with the pace. Fleener cited Ottumwa as an example.
They've done multiple phases of this project, and now they're moving towards streetscape and upper story investments with residential properties and stuff. So it's really been a very good economic booster.
Alexis Fleener said to date, 17 downtown property building owners were very interested in participating in the facade program, while another 8 are somewhat interested. In order to receive a CDBG award managed by the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the state requires 25% sponsor or city funding, $250,000, as well as 25% property owner funding, $25,000 altogether. Or a total of $500,000 for local match. The state would provide matching funds also of $500,000 if the CDBG application is approved. Fiener said with the current level of interest in the program by business owners, it's certain the project will have to be done in two phases, with some of the properties improved at the onset and the others as time moves on.
Once you get the funds, we're talking about a two-year program. I mean, really, the grant goes out 3 years, but usually these projects don't last 3 years, two and a half years. So by that time, we're looking at 2019, 2020, 2021. So really, there might, by the time this project ends and the next one is beginning, you're looking at maybe a year in between.
Working in phases would also give the city some breathing room for financing, with cash available again in 2023, according to City Administrator John Lund, who said he's already adjusted the local option sales tax progress fund budget for FY 2019 to reserve the $45,000 needed for the study, and he's addressed the city's grant match of $250,000 by proposing the city use the remaining $140,892 in the Economic Development Revolving Fund in fiscal year 2020, and then transfer over $77,000 from the Lost Progress Fund in both FY 2019 and FY 2020 to cover the expenditures related to the project. In our funeral announcements, Doug Eblen, age 72, of Earl Bridgewater, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Doug Eblen will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Betty Jean Merriman, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Spurgeon Manor in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Betty Jean Merriman will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Graveside services for Lou and Willis Merritt of Atlantic and previously of Griswold will be held Saturday at 1:30 in the Griswold Cemetery. Regan Dune Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for Lou and Willis Merritt. Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died Saturday. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be held August 8th at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in Rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Helene Kroll, age 89, of Linden, died Tuesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Helene Kroll, or Crowell, will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.